This week, Trent, South Dakota is where you're going to want to be. A cowboy music festival is taking place, and it features food and product vendors, a trail ride, and cowboy church on Sunday. Jason Griffin is the founder of the Western Spirit and Cowboy Festival. Welcome to In the Moment, Jason. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us, Matt Larson, who is handling some of the communications and promotion. Matt, thanks for being here as well.
Thank you.
All right, Matt, let's start with you. Cowboy Festival, Western Spirit and Cowboy Festival. Give us an overview, because how long has it been going on?
This will be our first year.
First year.
Have it.
Yeah. Doesn't it already sound like something that's just been here forever? And
and it feels like it some days. No, it should be a real good event.
All right, give us an overview. What can we expect?
We're going to start out, and Jason, jump in any time, but we're going to start out with Ron Cody, Ron and Jane Cody. Doing cowboy music, and then between some of the sets, we've got Native American hoop dancers. After Ron and Jane Cody, we've got a couple sets with Sherwin and Pam Linton. Sherwin is doing one as a Johnny Cash tribute, and then one with he and his wife, Pam. We've got Andy Nelson, the cowboy poet and humorist, and then we finish up with Cowboy Concerto, which is some of the former members of the Red Willow Band. And then they've got a special guest, Jamie Lynn, with them. We start the day off. We start the day off with a Dutch oven cook-off, and then the entertainment after that. And then Sunday we've got horse trail ride, starting at 8 o'clock, and we got a cowboy church service at 10, followed by the cowboy brunch at 11 o'clock. There's no charge on Sunday except for a free will donation for the brunch, if you will. So we've got a good lineup, I think.
Jason, give me an idea of why, you know, how this got started. What are some of those conversations that went into the planning?
Well, to be honest with you, I was I had a very small part in the Spirit of the West Festival in Sioux Falls, just north of Sioux Falls. And, that got canceled. Oh, gosh, that's been about 10 years now. But, you know, I've always loved that era, the music and that kind of thing, and been doing some Dutch oven cooking for quite a while, you know, riding horses, and when we heard that the Rib Fest was canceled, we thought, hey, let's try to capitalize and bring some people, you know, and help out the Trent Event Center, and so that's kind of how we got it started. Yeah.
And what's the story with the Trent Event Center? There's some sort of renovation there.
Yeah, Matt, you want to take that one?
Yeah, if you want me to jump in, Jason. Yeah, we started about last September, had a steak fry as our first event, and then had a consignment and donation auction after that. A few smaller events after that, but what we've done is started in the restroom area, gutted the restrooms, made them larger, handicap accessible. I mean, they were terrible with broken plywood dividers and so on, and now they're all new. The entry is new, did a handicap ramp, and then we've redone the kitchen and put air conditioning for the first time in that area. And we still like to put air conditioning in the main hall and then redo the ceiling and the floor in there and do other things. So we're probably about halfway or a little better to where we want to be with the whole project, but it's come along real well.
Jason, the music on this, the Campfire Concerto with Jamie Lynn and others, sounds like such a, you know, worth coming out in of itself. But you mentioned Dutch oven cooking, or I've always wanted to know what that is. And I mean, I know what it is, but just sort of give me some ideas of what can be done with that kind of cooking.
Well, we always say, you know, whatever you can do in your house in an oven, we can do in a Dutch oven.
Really?
We make bread, we make desserts, main entrees, side dishes, soups. Anything you can do in a kitchen at home, you can really do in a Dutch oven. You know, they've been around for years. They traveled the West with people. I mean, they're just a utilitarian cooking vessel and, you know, one of the healthiest ways to cook also.
How come?
Well, just, you know, you get the nonstick attributes of the oven, and then, you know, so you don't have to use as much oil, but, you know, just the benefits of the iron you get from the cast iron, and, oh, yeah, it's just, you know, I use them at home all the time, and, I've been doing Dutch oven cooking for quite some time now, and, you know, so we've gathered, you know, quite a community in the area, that do a lot of the Dutch oven cooking, and some of them do the cook-offs, but we thought, you know, why not give another opportunity for people to do that? So we kind of put that in the morning before the music really gets up and going, and hopefully we, you know, get some people and, you know, have some fun and eat some good food.
So what's on the menu?
Well, it's competitor's choice. So we have four categories. We have the bread, we have side dish, we have the main entree, and then dessert. And so competitors bring their own Dutch ovens, their own cooking equipment, you know, tents, whatever they want to bring in, and basically, you know, they compete for the prizes. You know, we got prizes for first place in all three categories, or all four categories, you know. So and we got a panel of three judges that'll taste everything, and then, you know, whoever's there to watch the event can walk around and taste the food after it's been cooked, and, you know, they'll divvy it out.
All right, Jason, tell me this. If people want to get started with Dutch oven cooking, these, oh, that sounds good, I've always wanted to try it. So you got to get the right equipment. And then where do you begin? What's an easy thing to make that would, you know, start you out successfully and make you want to do more?
Well, obviously, you know, soups and stews are probably about the easiest thing to make. You know, make a really good chili in cast iron. You know, cast iron, it holds its heat really well, so you can get a good sear on about anything that you put in there. You know, you get it nice and hot and keeps a really good heat. But, you know, if you really want to challenge yourself and get used to cooking in a Dutch oven, you know, I say try to bake a loaf of bread in there. You know, or some rolls or biscuits or something like that. Because then there's a lot of nuances to that that you can, it really helps you develop your skills in cooking with a Dutch oven.
That's interesting. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio, and we're talking about the Cowboy Music Festival in Trent, South Dakota. Trent is a little northeast of Del Rapids, right, Matt? How do people
Correct.
Get there?
Yep. I believe it's exit 104 off of I-29. And then take a right there, and it takes you right into Trent. The event center is on the east side of town, so if you take that exit, just go through the town, which is quite small, only probably four blocks, and it's right there. You can't miss it.
All right. It's the Western Spirit and Cowboy Festival in Trent, June 2nd and June 3rd. Matt, give us an idea of where to go, what, online for tickets? Just show up on that day?
Probably online would be, well, at this point online, if you got them online, you probably would do a will call type of thing. But
sure.
Yes, you get them online for $15 in advance, or they're $20 at the door. We do have a few locations selling them also. Hagel's Western Wear in Sioux Falls is selling them, T&C's, and Del Rapids is selling them, John Green Art Studio in Madison is selling them, and then Real Estate Retrievers in Laverne is selling them. But online may be the easiest for most people.
All right. You can look up the Trent Event Center on Facebook or go to TrentSD.com. Matt Larson and Jason Griffith with the Western Spirit and Cowboy Festival in Trent. That's this weekend, June 2nd and 3rd. Thanks so much, gentlemen. We appreciate your time.
Thank you much.
You.